Many people are still suffering from the abuse that happened to them all those years ago. And yes, we're reaching out to people, letting them know that there are wonderful services available in Northern Ireland, like Nexus for adult survivors of abuse. And people can still come forward and seek help. And it's important that they do that, even at this stage.
It's been so long ago for those who are elderly now, and some of them very much in the twilight years of their lives. From your expertise and understanding, has that been to the fore in all of those people's minds throughout their entire lives?
Well, I go by the testimony of the people who suffered abuse themselves. And the answer to your question, Frank, is very clearly yes. It's something that has tremendously in a very profound way affected their lives in detrimental ways over the course of many decades, in terms of their mental health, their well-being, employment opportunities, all sorts of things. It's been a tremendously impactful thing for them, and people still suffer from that today.
So the outcome of the Historical Institutional Abuse Inquiry was stark. I think we were all pretty shocked when we were watching the reports. I saw a lot of reports from Jane Lockery on UTV the whole way through it, but when I listened carefully to her final report on it, you were wondering, were you in a country other than Ireland, North or South? And of course, we were being reminded quite clearly that it's right here that the problem was. Yes, it's existed in other countries as well, but right here we have so, so much, and those who've gone before us have so much to be ashamed of.
By the standards of the day, of today, I have to agree, Frank, that looking back, it is quite shocking and stark to realise what went on in institutions that children were placed in all those years ago. And I do have to pay tribute to the quality of the job done by Sir Anthony Hart and his inquiry team. Inquiries have a bad reputation for running over time, running over budget, but he delivered a very, very thoughtful report, delivered on time and on budget, didn't shy away from shining a light on the truths that needed to have light shone on them, and has come up with some very thoughtful recommendations to help those victims who still survive today.
So what does the NSPCC have to offer? A lot of people would be thinking, but surely you're specialising in children. These aren't children. But what do you have to offer? And I'm sure you'll rebuke any suggestion that you only specialise in children.
Of course, our main focus is on children, and important to remember that that's what these people were. They were innocent, vulnerable children when they suffered that abuse, and they've had to live with that through to their adult years. And so we simply offer a well-known point of contact, Frank, for anyone who does want to seek extra help and additional support at these times. And people can contact the NSPCC. Either we'll be able to provide them with help directly with the trained professionals that we employ, or we'll act as a signposting service to other excellent services in Northern Ireland that are there to help adult survivors of abuse.
Yes, but do you specialise in adult survivors?
We don't specialise in adult survivors. There's a fabulous service within Northern Ireland, Nexus, and that's the one that I certainly would be recommending for people to contact if they're survivors of abuse that happened a long time ago and they're adults and they're still struggling with that. There are wonderful services like that available in Northern Ireland. Nobody should suffer in silence, even at this stage, even in the later years of life, or for people who are well into their adult years, come forward and seek help. That's my advice and my appeal to people.
And that appeal that you're offering to us this morning, it's aimed at those who are suffering. It's aimed at people who may be around those people who are suffering, their family members who may have been supporting them. It's aimed at anyone who's going through the hurt that we became aware of through this, as you say, very professional but drawn out inquiry.
And I absolutely agree with the way you just drew that out there. The circle of family and friends around the people who suffered all those years ago, the impact of course, is most pertinent for those who suffered the abuse directly. But of course, there's an intergenerational impact, there's a family impact. Everybody is impacted by these things over the years and over the decades. And that's why we're saying that people should still, at this stage, come forward and seek help if they want to.
And of course, we're talking, Neil, like as if it doesn't happen anymore, as if no one's being abused in this day and age. There'll be people suffering in silence listening to this programme who haven't been considered, who haven't been listened to, and who maybe have not at this point raised a hand to draw attention to themselves. What would you say to those people?
it's something that I am very conscious of, and you raise a very, very important point that the Sir Anthony Hart's inquiry, of course, has covered those who were able and found themselves able to come forward and report what happened to them. I'm very conscious and concerned about those who still may not have come forward, who just, for very understandable reasons, just couldn't find it within themselves to come forward and present themselves to that inquiry. So there are people there who are still suffering in silence, who maybe haven't spoken up, and that's my appeal to them, that even at this stage, they still come forward and seek the help that they deserve.
Neil, good speaking to you. Thanks for letting us know about the service. Neil Anderson, who's from the NSPCC, and it's very relevant to what has been a difficult period in our time, reporting on the historical institutional abuse inquiry. And if it was difficult to watch, could you imagine what it must have been like for the people who were feeding into it?